Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein along with Dan Day. 8 o'clock is where we're taking you this evening. Thanks so much to Chris Nee from Knowles 247 and also Kevin Fielder talking FAU football with us. And now we shift gears and to the one team that hasn't played in a couple weeks, won't play for a couple more weeks, University of Miami. And they take this, it's like they're in the clubhouse with a 7-1 record here. And strange season. It has been a strange season, but nevertheless, the high school football playoffs are getting going, and a lot of interest Miami Hurricanes have in the playoffs, especially last week with Northwestern. Tough loss, Northwestern to American Heritage, but the interest is always there. The playoffs will always have some Miami players in it, and nobody covers the University of Miami year-round like Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time.
Anytime, Blue. Anytime.
Are you really at the South Plantation game?
I am. I'm in my car in the parking lot, so we don't have an announcer or wind interference in the background.
There you go. You're too professional for this. Obviously, this has been crazy this season. When you talk to recruits, how do they perceive it? I mean, because this is a team that's off to a great start, but now we stop for 2-3 weeks, and the momentum is kind of crazy. And now all these other teams are playing that want the Leonard Taylors and want all these players. How do the players perceive this little hiatus here? Because I know that they like to keep close to the school that they're going to.
I think it couldn't have really worked out, you know, better for Miami. I mean, obviously, I think you want to play games and compete. But look, the storyline the past, you know, couple years, 3, 4, or 5 years, has been Miami needs to hold on to the recruiting class down the stretch. And usually what happens is we get closer to this early signing period or your traditional national signing day. Now, Miami isn't finishing seasons strong. And that kind of opens the door, you know, for some of these other schools that aren't down here to, you know, try to get in the ear of some of these kids. So the fact that Miami's not playing, you know, I think is a little advantage in recruiting, especially because they're 7-1. And I know, you know, most Miami fans will tell you it's not a, you know, it's a fraudulent 7-1. It's not a top 10 team, but to these 16, 17, 18 year olds, I mean, look, they think Miami's 7-1 and is in the top 10. So, I think it's a good spot that Miami's in. And really this 2 week hiatus, this 2 week bye week is allowing Miami staff to actually kind of dial in and get some recruiting done instead of being so focused on beating Wake Forest or North Carolina. Now, don't get me wrong, they're still doing some game planning and trying to figure out how to, you know, make it to Charlotte for that ACC title game. But at the same time, they can watch a little film, get on Zoom with some of these kids and try to close out this recruiting class as best as they can.
Andrew, how tough is it on these guys that they can't go watch these kids play? I mean, is it because, you know, I mean, we know that there's ways around everything, but the last time they were really legally allowed to see them was a year ago. For yeah. most teams, it was a year ago. I mean, you had no spring. You had no summer. The kids are usually up there for the camps. They weren't up there for the camps. The coaches, you know, I don't have to tell you, they're come down here in May by the hundreds. They're missing out. And you know, and you and I saw kind of an example of that with the receiver from Fort Lauderdale who's committed to FAU. When we kind of last saw him last year, he didn't have the size he has now. And he didn't fill out over 200 pounds like he does now. That's tough. I mean, that's a tough thing. And now the NCAA is extending this period till April. You tell me, you do this. What's the benefit of doing that when the kids really need the exposure more than anything?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into whether what should be open, what shouldn't be open.
Right.
I mean, look, the NCAA made a decision. It's going to be through April, and kind of tying this back into the Miami Hurricanes. Like, Miami again is in a bit of a unique spot with this recruiting cycle, and even the 2022 recruiting cycle, because Miami, their recruiting base is the Tri-County area. They have seen a ton of these kids before. And if you're like a Penn State or a Nebraska, or even like an LSU, I mean, you haven't been exposed to these kids. These kids haven't been coming to your Paradise camps. I mean, Blue, you know, what do these kids down here in South Florida do? I mean, when they're sophomores and they're juniors, they get on a bus and they go and they tour 15 schools. Well, none of that has happened. And that puts Miami, I think, in a unique spot just because they maybe have some Paradise Camp footage or they know what this kid looks like or have some measurement on him. So while it sucks, and don't get me wrong, like, I mean, it's an awful situation, I think, for some of these kids who are banking on making it out. You know, college football that's their ride to a free education. It sucks, but I think Miami is kind of in a better spot than most.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, that's a great point that a lot of people they're kind of locked into that because how are these people going to start friendships and make decisions now when you can't go anywhere or you can't see anybody?
Right.
So yeah, that's a very valid point. Andrew Ivins joining us, talking University of Miami football and recruiting. And this has been a time for some of the recruits that Miami has to shine a little bit. Last week in the Northwestern game alone, you had five guys, including Williams that are in that mix to be in that class. Talk about that, because that's an extra added bonus, because playing in a playoff game of that magnitude, and Miami can proudly say they have a lot of talent that was in that game. You know who the guy who Leonard Taylor to me is a kid that is more than backed up what everybody's talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a difference. He's just he's one of those guys, and you know, it's crazy to say, but it's true. He's one of those guys that you see in those Army All-American games that's going to Alabama. You know, I mean, you go, oh, look at that guy, clear. He's taking everybody. And Miami has him. But Miami, to be at that next level, has to get the next Leonard Taylor, and they have to get the next James Williams, just like Clemson, just like Alabama, just like Ohio State. How do they do that?
Keep winning.
Yeah.
I think winning's absolutely going to help. I had this working theory in my head a while back, and you know, this whole pandemic has changed things. But I think the fact that Greg Russo was a homegrown kid who burst onto the scene last season, and I know him opting out and not playing this year has kind of changed things. But look, in April and May, you know, Greg Russo's name is going to be mentioned with the first round again. I think that's important for Miami because it shows that you don't need to go to the SEC to become a star in a high draft pick. So they just got to keep finding those guys. And look, Leonard Taylor, you mentioned him. He's really good. Like, he's someone that will play as a freshman and someone that should eventually play on Sunday. James Williams, I think he's super talented as well. I mean, Miami fans should be excited about him. Romello Brinson, the wide receiver out of Miami Northwestern. And then I'll toss another one to you, Elijah Arroyo. He's a tight end out of Texas. I mean, he's got over 500 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns playing big boy ball out in the Lone Star State. So I think that this class has some star power, and I think the way you keep stacking stars aside from, you know, winning games would just be developing these guys and getting them to the next level. I mean, you hear all the time, ballers want to play with ballers. So I think if Miami can keep getting that type of kid, it's going to go a long way.
No doubt. Andrew, before we let you go, I know that you're in such great shape and you probably don't eat any bad food, but if you have to eat something on Thanksgiving that's your go-to, something that you absolutely have to have, what is it?
Well, I'm always in charge of the turkey, but at Whole Foods, they have this pumpkin cheesecake that I've been tasked with trying to find, and I went to look for it today, and they don't have it anymore. So my family is not happy, and that means later this week I'm going to be driving around looking for it. So that is the one thing I need to get and one thing I will absolutely eat.
Well, here's the good thing. You could give your how to contact you, and then people could, if they find it around, they'll text you. So let everybody know how they can find you on social media.
Andrew_Ivins, and you can find my work at 247sports.com.
Good stuff. Andrew, thanks so much. Enjoy the game. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Yeah, I'll see you Friday, but we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Andrew Ivins does a great job, UM football and recruiting in general, and does a tremendous job. What a first hour. Don't go away. We still have another hour. Get an opportunity to hear one of those. University of Miami commits Breshard Smith from Miami Palmetto. He'll join us in the next hour. One of the top 2023. That's a sophomore wide receiver, Nathaniel Joseph from Miami Edison. The Red Raiders and head coach Luther Campbell are in action on Friday against Shaman Amadana. Bill Daly from the Miami Herald will talk a little bit with us, as well as head coach Roland Smith from Miami Central. Don't go away. We're back in about 6 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.